Hello? Pick up the phone if you're there. You're going to want to speak to me. Are you there? No? Well, then, I'm just gonna have to leave a message right here. You're probably wondering where your wife is. She went missing 2 nights ago, didn't she? In fact, I know you're wondering where she is because you keep calling her. And we've seen all the messages you've sent her that she's not allowed to answer. That's right. We have your wife. You don't need to worry about who we are or where we are. There's no way you're going to find us. All you need to worry about is doing exactly what we tell you. You see, we took your wife. We snatched her. Snatched her straight off the street. When she was on her way home. And you're going to give us exactly what we want. Or else, we're not going to be as nice to little wifey as we have been so far. You don't want my two friends to fuck your wife, do you? You see, I work with two guys. Both of them have been in prison before. Neither of them tend to be very nice to women. Well, at least not women like your wife. We actually chose her because the guys like the look of her. Jason says she looked like she needed to be taught a very rough lesson. Don't worry, though. I can keep them on a lead and make sure that they don't do anything to her. Just as long as you do what I tell you. On the other hand, if you don't do as I say, well, then your pretty little wife is going to end up as a cocksheath, a fuck puppet for two big men with very big cocks. Two very big, angry guys. I will probably send you a video. You understand? I'm sure you do understand. I'm sure you want to avoid that. So here's what I want you to do. You need to get hold of £50,000. I know that's not going to be very easy for you, but frankly, we don't give a fuck. That's not our problem. You need to get £50,000 in cash, and you'll deliver it to. Jason, Jason. Fuck's sake. Can't you make that bitch be quiet? I'm trying to record the blackmail message. For fuck's sake, Jason, I told you to wait a minute. Okay, well, I guess there's no point in pretending. My friends have been fucking little wifey since the night we picked her up. Who the hell was I supposed to stop them, you know? The bitch is just too cute. I mean, come on. With those cute little tits and that hot little ass of hers. Of course, their jaws dropped the second they spotted her. And Jason only got out of jail last week and he's been dying for some tight pussy, and your wife is just his type. Cute, well, sophisticated, kind of innocent. He even had a go on her in the back of the van when we were driving away from when we snatched her. He couldn't wait. I was driving the van up, but I could hear them going at it. I have to be honest, she sounds pretty hot when she's fucking. But I guess you know that, since you're married to the whore. Look on the bright side. At least when you get your wife back, she'll have a freshly shaved pussy. My other friend, Ryan, likes his girls hairless, you see. She had to bleach her cute little asshole too for him. Personally, I think that looks pretty tacky, but both guys seem to like it. This morning, they tied her up with her bun show and took turns in her. she told us she doesn't do anal, but the guys weren't particularly interested in her preferences. I'm not interested in her preferences either. In fact, I like to push her limits a little. I like to tell Jason to strip her naked and smack her around a little. Well, I think of new ways I can fuck her. Makes me wet. So wet. I had them dress her as a hooker and spit roast her last night. I like to make fun of her while I do it. Actually, I have a question for you. Why is she so bad at walking in heels? Ryan bought her a pair of really sexy pumps and he makes her walk around in them before she sucks them off wearing them. She's so clumsy though. She looks like Bambi. It's kind of sweet, but I think it makes the guys go even harder on her. She squeals like such a cunt when they get her their cocks inside her. So yeah, I guess there's nothing you can do about it. He's fucking her right now. He's about to make her take it in the ass for the second time today. Isn't that right, you little slut? You gonna get fucked again? What's the matter? You don't want it? Oh, it hurts. Tough shit. Nobody cares. I'm sorry, I guess I got a bit distracted there for a second. Fuck it. I'll call you again in a couple of days and we'll arrange the ransom. I think my friends and I might want to keep this little bitch a while longer. Sweet dreams.